In this episode, I'm going to break down the digital marketing tactics for accelerated B2B and B2C sales. Hit it.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
All right. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the digital marketing tricks for accelerating B2B and B2C sales. But the whole focus of this episode is to make sure that you are aware that with video, it's not about vanity, right? A lot of people get started in video because they want to tell their story. We're interested in telling the story, but everything has to tie back to ROI. It's all about results. It's all about return on investment. And you're going to see that as we're going through this presentation, you're going to have an understanding about how to use video in the B2B and B2B space to amplify results. The first thing we should be conscious of is whatever you're doing in marketing, don't think of B2B or B2C. Think about H to H, all right? H to H is human to human. And whenever you're communicating human to human and developing heartfelt, deep relationships, doesn't matter if it's B2B or B2C, you're going to be successful. So always center your marketing on H to H, and great things, great results would happen. If my grandfather was here, if he walked in the door, he'd be coming in the door with a gift. That gift would be his wisdom. He used to always say, he'd say, Todd, people do business with people they have relationships with. So you always have to be in the business of developing relationships. And as I go through this conversation with you today, I want you to be thinking about how you use technology and video, your CRM, your social, your email, your website, to develop personal relationships that are trackable and help you convert. And your superpower to be successful really has to be developing relationships and making friends everywhere you go. That's my biggest superpower. And I'm going to show you, take you behind the scenes on how we advise clients, but also how our own business tracks our videos and who's watching them, so we know who's ready to be convinced and converted, and we can prioritize it. Because most companies, they don't prioritize who's ready to buy. They burn an enormous amount of time investing on all of their leads and then eventually whittle it down. I'm going to show you how to allow your automation tools to track who's the most interested, so you know who's ready to be converted. And I'm also going to show you how it helped us shorten our sales cycle and how in 2015, with 33% less salespeople, we did 60% more revenue. All of that is coming up. It's vital for every business to know about it and to start leveraging the full power of technology to get better results. Big picture, traditional advertising is all but dead because you can't track results. I started my career in traditional radio. For those of you that go back that far with me, you remember when I was on KTAR and KFYI in the Phoenix area, the number one and number two station, and always interviewing the biggest names in industry. And I was really lucky because I was sent to presidential debates and inaugurations and always really interesting things. But what I did at that time is I started a website. And I started studying early search engine optimization. This is like 1999, right? When Google was just a baby before YouTube was born. MySpace didn't even exist. And of course, Facebook wasn't around. Zuckerberg was probably still living at home. And my website went crazy viral and quickly was getting 36 million visitors a year on zero advertising and zero marketing dollars. Going to show you some of the foundational techniques. They all apply today. But the word got out, and before I knew it, I was working in Hollywood on seven of the largest nationally syndicated shows on their digital marketing. And that was a lot of fun for me because I had access to something that most people don't get to have access to, really the keys to the kingdom. And in 2003, I could look in, and on each one of these shows, they would have 20 million to 30 million weekly in their database that's going onto the website, that's looking at the information, the biggest shows in the country. And what I routinely saw, oh, by the way, you ever have one of these meetings where like every week you've got to report back to your boss, but once you start to see that the metrics week to week are virtually the same, you're almost mailing it in that meeting. Well, this is what the meeting was like for me, because each week I would report back to the boss on all the content across the seven largest shows, what was performing the best. That's what the meeting was about. And every week I would report that video is getting 10 times the results of any other type of content we were creating. So I placed a bookmark in my head that said, as bandwidth became available, as mobile devices became the primary tool for engaging, right? Start focusing and specializing in video, because it's a force. Even back in 2003, I could see that people preferred video. And now we're starting to see that play out. In fact, if you go back to the stations where I got started, their sales rooms are virtually empty nowadays, because it's virtually impossible to track back off of traditional media ROI for the ad spend. So we're going to spend time on that also. And the market is always self-optimizing. It doesn't matter if your business is, your competitors are. And as the market self-optimizes, it's important you realize that dollars flow like a river to where ROI can always be proven out. And this is in Sedona, my favorite spot, this rock in the middle of Oak Creek. And that's the way you've got to look at your market. It's self-optimizing, even when you aren't. And I specialize in video because video gets the best results. You want to get better search engine optimization. You want to get better content marketing. If you want to have your email work better, right? Better than any other tactic, use video. If you want to develop thought leadership, video is the answer. For anything you're trying to do, sales conversion, right? Video is the answer. And it's important that your business starts adapting to that and putting video first. You know, I always like to study the biggest fish in industry, because as you study those big fish, you start to realize that they're headed in a direction for a reason. And there's a lot you can learn from studying the biggest fish in industry. And we're going to take a few moments and dive deep on what they're doing. But first, I want you to think of yourself as one of those sucker fish, the sucker fish that clings on to the side of the biggest fish and knows it's going to get there. My whole career has been based on studying where Google's going, where Facebook's headed. And there are secrets that they know that I want to share with you, that they know about your target customer that you need to start using to your advantage if you want to have significant ROI. All right. So where are the biggest fish headed? Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, the biggest fish in digital, they all have access to something that's really precious to all of us. If you remember, when I was at the radio network and I had the keys to the kingdom and I could see that people preferred video, you're starting to see this play out. And they're all creating video-first experiences. And it's important you understand why. The big Zuck is moving fast towards video. He said, quote, "I see video as a mega trend, and that's why I'm going to be putting video first across our family of apps." Their family of apps, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, right? All of them are becoming video first platforms. So what is it that the big Zuck and his friends know about your target customer that makes their brain tick that you may not know? Well, let's dig deep on that. First of all, Zuck knows people are four times more likely to watch video than to read text. Video is the most interesting. It's the most captivating. And the reason is people spend twice as long on video than any other type of content. And if you're creating a social network or you're creating a business, it doesn't matter. If you can get your B2B customers or your B2C customers to be on your website twice as long, then you've got a huge advantage, right? Because it helps you convince and convert. So if people are four times more likely to watch a video than read text, if they spend twice as long on a website that has video, and they process information in a video 60,000 times faster, right, than they do with text, they're also three times more likely to share video with their colleagues or with a loved one. And there's something about the sharing process with B2B and B2C clients that you need to be using to your advantage. If, let me give you a B2B example. Businesses like the one behind me, right, at my office, we don't make decisions anymore on our own. Even the CEO, I don't make a decision on a product or a service by myself and walk out on that gangplank and dive in. We all like to have colleagues that buy off on things because when it hits the fan, at least everybody's got buy-in and they agreed, right? So if your video, which represents your product or service, is three times more likely to be shared than text, when it gets shared to the key decision makers, they'll have your best salesperson or your best representation in the room. And when you stack all these up together, four times more likely to watch video, two times longer on a site with video, we process the information quicker, we're three times more likely to share, you start to see where the brass tacks comes in, where the rubber meets the road. And what happens when you use video is people are 144% more likely to buy after watching a product or a service video. Use that to your advantage. It's a game changer. It has been for mine. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, Facebook is moving really quick towards transforming itself into a video-first platform. And I saw this last night when I was preparing for our conversation today. Tubular Insights had an article that people watch video on Facebook and Instagram five times longer than they do with static content. Okay? This is the most recent stat. Came out last night in Tubular Insights. So it creates a much more valuable platform. If you could have five times longer your salesperson with a prospect, you're significantly more likely to close, right? You already know that. So let's look at how Facebook is quickly transforming in front of our very eyes to a video-first platform. You can see right here at the top where I have that yellow circle. Right there is an opportunity for you to create a video. Right here is an opportunity for you to create or share stories. Then, oh, let's go live, right? Everything's video first. Oh, share a video. Here's a video. You might want to share that one. And also a whole category just for videos. Create a more valuable platform for your audience. You're going to convert at faster rates, and you're going to get significantly better results. So in preparing for our conversation, I reached out to what would be a big fish in the jewelry industry. You're going to see some of the examples that I'm going to use in this presentation are from the jewelry industry because I just spoke at the American Gem Society's conclave in Hollywood last week. And so I reached out to Pandora's chief marketing officer who was in France when she replied back to my question. And I asked her about how they use video. And she said, "Todd, a key aspect to our strategy has been both short-form and long-form videos shared across social media and our other digital channels. And we've seen audiences consume more video versus television, and video has usurped spending." So first of all, when I spoke last week, somebody asked me a question about how do you make a distinction between television and video, and isn't television video? And yes, technically that could be true. But I'm particularly interested in how businesses sidestep traditional media, how they sidestep television and use this tool, video, on side of social media, but more importantly, how they use it on their website and how they get their sales team to use video to convince and convert at faster rates, all right? So you can see here from Pandora's chief marketing officer that video has usurped spending from television. And I thought this was interesting because what she's really saying is video, online video, has seized, taken over, taken possession, or commandeered the television budget, right? Because they recognize that you can't track back the ROI and that the market will adapt. It's constantly in a flux of flow, and dollars will always flow to where ROI can be proved out. And you can do that online. I'm going to show you in a moment how to get access to my information that'll guarantee that your video marketing can demonstrate ROI. All right, I'm gonna give that out in a few moments. It'll be free to the listeners of this live event. And you should be adopting a video-first strategy, regardless if you're a big fish or a small fish. In fact, if you're a small fish, it's even that much more valuable, all right? So I reached out to Jeff from Mother Family Rings, and I asked him about how they're using video to sell on their web properties. And he said, "Todd, Mother Family Rings sees higher conversion rates on product pages. that have video over ones that do not. And I'm talking about 25% more. Now, this is why we're so focused on video right now. A special thank you to Mother Family Rings and Jeff for doing this. And so recognizing that Jeff said a 25% increase, I actually think, and I've had this conversation with Jeff privately. Jeff said he was totally fine with me sharing it with our audience. And I know that people should get significantly higher increases on the, you know, the conversions if they use video than just 25%. In fact, I told you before that people are 144% more likely to buy after watching a product video. But there should be a distinction here between professionally created videos and demonstrated videos and do-it-yourself videos, all right? So if it was a professional video, it should demand significantly higher. Oh, and when I mention professional video, I'm not talking about somebody who films weddings or bar mitzvahs, all right? That's not what I'm looking at. I'm looking at somebody who creates videos in the native online environment, and they do that as their specialty, because before a video can be effective, you have to go into digital strategy. Just like you would with content or an email campaign, when you start with strategy, you think through all the possible pitfalls and scenarios. You blueprint it out. And then when you create the video, you have the call to action baked in to the video. You have the script that follows strategic guidance, and then it all gets executed during the promotion phase. So I hope you understand there's a big distinction there between wedding videographers and people that make really compelling business videos online. Like, I'm a digital marketing nerd, and our team behind me are digital marketers first. We're videographers second, because we know it all needs to be tied in order to generate return on investment. Now, going back to the Mother Family Rings, I went to their website and I looked at the demonstration of how they're using video. Now, look at this page. Where could they be doing a better job with their videos to get a higher conversion rate? Well, if you notice down here where I'm drawing the arrow, that's where the video lives. And it doesn't even look like a video. If you look deeper, it's really just a screenshot that they're using of a video player, but it's so small. And the way that they could boost their conversion rates from 25% to 50 or 100 to 144% is to improve the real estate that they're giving that video. It's the most valued asset on the page, but it's been deprioritized. It's been buried below an image, and you don't even know it's a video. So if it had a bigger play button on there, if it was moved up to the top, recognizing people are four times more likely to watch that video than read text, it's a really valuable asset and needs to be reprioritized, all right? So I went over and looked at Hamra Jewelers, which is right down the street. They've been a client of ours, and you know, and Paul and Jeff Hamra are, you know, two really smart entrepreneurs. And I've advised them on how to use video over the years. And you can see here that they're doing a rotation of a ring, a really stunning ring. And it, you can see all the cuts in the sapphire there, right? And what they're really doing is showing you from different angles how impressive this piece of jewelry is. A much higher use of the video, higher real estate. But let me show you how you can optimize it one step further. What if you actually had an interview with the designer, and as the designer is telling the ring story, you're now seeing it move around, right? It's much more compelling because, remember, if you go back to the opening, H to H, we all buy things from relationships. And if you get that designer on camera that's talking about the ring and making a human-to-human connection, you're going to have a significantly higher ROI than you would if you're just watching the ring spin around. Make sense? All right, good. So then Jeff also said that we use videos to teach. We have hundreds of videos on YouTube where we teach about gemstones and the industry in general, and this makes us a much more trusted source. Now, I've got a lot of experience in this, and I'm going to get to this in a question that just came. For those of you who are watching it live that would like to ask a question, feel free. If it fits within the context and the flow, then it's going to be brought up to me live. And Christo, we're going to get to that in just a second. So they're using video to become a trusted source. I highly recommend it because we all shop looking for thought leaders. And when we know that somebody's a trusted source, we're more likely to do business with them. Now, one of the ways that I've used it in my career, some of you have been following me for a while now know that I've launched three cancer campaigns. The first one being Breast Cancer Answers, when my stepmom was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then my wife became the next patient in the family shortly after we launched the campaign. But that campaign's gone crazy viral. And, you know, the great news is that my stepmom and my wife are in great health today. But I want to lift the veil and show you how we did that. And in the easiest way to explain it, we created a list of all the frequently asked questions that patients were asking on a daily basis. We even had patients submit in questions. And then every day we'd create new videos. And those videos would answer those frequently asked questions. Then we search engine optimize them. We'd put them out on the website. We'd put them on YouTube. And before you know it, we're controlling search results and flowing traffic. We created some 1,400 videos, generated 10 million video views and over 700,000 followers. And it didn't stop there. Google recognized the great work we were doing and asked us to host World Cancer Day broadcast and Breast Cancer Awareness Month and also launch two campaigns. And because we did such a good job at educating people, a book followed, the Breast Cancer Answers book written by Dr. Jay Harness and our good friend Phyllis Gapin. Now, this is how you go from answering questions to being the guru in the space and being the thought leader that people want to learn and do business with. Christo, what's the question?
Back to Facebook Live. Frank Patrick Soul asks, is there an ideal timeline for the video?
Frank, great question. And I know your office is right down the street. Frank is a rock star trainer, for those of you following along, for triathletes. Super stud. And sometimes on my drive home, Frank, I see your clients running up and down the street and you getting them into shape. So it's a really smart question. With Facebook Live, my recommendation is go longer than you normally would, right? Most videos we say, be short, succinct, compelling, and not a second longer. And now we're starting to see with produced videos that there's even reasons and benefits for longer video, which is a big discussion I can save for another day. But to get to Frank's question about Facebook Live, Frank, I think it should be, well, the longer you're on Facebook Live, the more people that hear about you. Because everybody on Facebook Live on Facebook that follows you gets an instant notification in their inbox on Facebook when you go live. This is a small window of opportunity. You need to capitalize on it because who knows how long Facebook's going to leave that in notification available. And when you post content on Facebook, really only 3% or 5% of your followers see it. But if you do a Facebook Live event, as I mentioned, everybody gets a notification. You want to give people enough time to get into that live event. And you'll notice that if you go back to the beginning, I did a little soft start, right? My soft start was like, hey, we're going to be starting in a few moments and talking about how businesses can use, right? And I kind of stalled a little bit because I'm waiting for audience to come on board. So go longer. Don't be devoted to 30 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour. Let the information that you're going to share dictate the length. And the way that I do it, maybe because I used to be a talk show host, is I usually say, when the information stops being valuable, when I start to feel like I'm rehashing, that's when I start to close it up and say my thank yous and my goodbyes and my final call to action. I hope that answers the question, Frank. So a little bit longer and make sure that information is really valuable. While we're on the topic of websites and optimizations, I do think it's important to talk about sliders. A little off topic, but if I can help you optimize the experience, you're going to dramatically get higher conversions. I'm starting to see that almost 50% of websites are running a slider like the Zumba site is doing. Now, I've sped up this Zumba image, and I've sped it up twice as fast because I want you to see what it does to your eye and how that rapid motion screws up your ability to make sense of what else is happening on the website. And I would highly recommend, if you're trying to use your site for sales or as a tool to disseminate information who isn't, then don't use sliders because they're actually doing more harm than good. Research shows sliders are a distraction to your visitors. Random motion forces visitors through a paralysis analysis process, exactly what you don't want to do. Because as they're looking and they want to start finding information about you or they're looking for an answer, your eye keeps getting pulled up to that random motion and paralysis analysis starts. If you want more information on why sliders aren't helpful, I've pulled together three of the brightest minds and their research on sliders. These are conversion scientists, online conversion scientists. You can get access to their latest research at wirebuzz.com/sliders. But you should know that when I'm talking with them, like when we're at a marketing conference and we're in the green room and this topic comes up, we always laugh because we know that people are shooting themselves in the foot. Create a controlled environment. Allow people to flow through that process. Don't give them distractions, and you'll see that you get higher conversion rates, which is what it's all about. If you look at the Wirebuzz site, we've actually created a very controlled environment. Here's how the eye flows. A lot of people need to know this. Your eye is naturally going to flow this way. Then it's going to look down the page and cross over again, right? So create environments where you know the flow path, what it's going to look like, and how to optimize the experience. But it's important for you to not be thinking desktop or laptop first. That's not where most people are coming from. In fact, across every industry, it's roughly around 60% of visitors are now coming in as mobile first. So you need to make sure that the first website that you're creating is a mobile first experience. Optimize the mobile first experience and flow people down the page like this. Remember, your most valuable asset is not text. Especially on a mobile device, text that's small does a disadvantage. It's shooting yourself in the foot. People won't read it. We are all friggin' blind when it comes to our mobile device. Big buttons, big text, and flow people through videos because people are significantly more likely to watch video on their mobile device than to read anything on that page. If you want to get my three steps for guaranteeing video marketing ROI, which is what it's all about, I've made it available for you. It is a free video course, and it's available at wirebuzz.com/ROI. And in there, I'm going to teach you how my simple steps for guaranteeing marketing ROI with your videos, but I've also bundled into this download how to choose profitable video topics. This is a free worksheet. You've got to choose the right topics the first time or you're wasting your marketing dollars, right? And then the other piece to this puzzle is a free pre-production checklist. All the steps you need to make in order to have your shoot and your shoot day go off without a hitch. You can get access to them at wirebuzz.com/ROI. Now, while we're on this topic of videos, people ask me all the time, when do you use high-quality videos, Todd, and when do you use low-quality, all right? Here's my simple distinction. High-quality videos I call non-perishable. They're videos that you're going to use for years to come, 2 years, 3 years, right? Your story about your company, that isn't going to change. Your About Us page and who you are as a team, not going to change. Your product page, your service page, they're pretty much going to stay the same. Right? Maybe you have minor changes, maybe you have a brand change, but you always have to demonstrate on your non-perishable videos, on your higher trafficked pages, higher quality production. Why? We'll get to that in a moment. And then there's perishable videos. Perishable videos are low quality. They're on low trafficked pages, or they're videos that you're going to be using for an event or a one-on-one text selfie video that you're sending to a client. We'll get to that also in just a moment. I'm going to show you how that's done. But first, if you want to be a thought leader in the space, it's important for you to know what you're supposed to be teaching. So what you need to teach is, you can see on the far left is the unsavvy price shopper, right? And on the far right is your savvy customer. And what you need to be teaching is the gap. What exists between those two poles? And then if you're in the jewelry industry, that could be the four C's, Every customer that's buying jewelry should know that. Your designer story, your lifetime maintenance problem, why your store in other industries, it could be about your quality, right? It could be about your, you should be answering frequently asked questions about your product or service. If you're trying to speed up sales and you're noticing that people are stalling out in the sales funnel, somewhere in the sales process, I highly recommend creating videos about the common objections that your sales team gets on a daily basis. Think about those videos, look at your sales funnel, and then if you've got questions that come up regularly, you're gonna wanna put your best foot forward and you're gonna wanna use a higher quality video. So that's what you need to teach. And in order to protect your brand, you should always be demonstrating class, quality, and value, okay? If you cut corners, then you end up doing yourself a disservice. So instead of cutting corners, you wanna display really professional lighting, audio, the picture quality, right? And the message. So to give you an idea, for those of you that are watching this live right now, I have a camera that's a 4K camera and, you know, a professional, high resolution camera behind my iPhone that's doing the live feed. And the reason I'm doing this is after this live feed, which I'm really only doing for my friends and followers, I'm going to drop this video. Then I'm going to take the high quality version because this is non-perishable. This is information about how to position your business is going to be around for a long time. That's why you're seeing market leaders already going video first. So I'm going to take this high produced video and I'm going to drop my slides in and then put this behind a turnstile. So anybody that wants to learn how to use video to speed up sales for B2B or B2C has to enter in their email address. And when they look at it, they don't see the Facebook Live stream low quality, they see the high quality video. Make sense? All right. So always make sure picture and message are also displayed in a professional manner. So where do you use those high quality videos? On your most trafficked pages on your website, your homepage, your About Us page, customer testimonials. If you have case studies, you want to use a high quality video. You want to tell a compelling story, lay in some music. And also on your pricing page, most people are terrified about handling price on their website. They'd rather have a salesperson do that. But what you're really creating is friction. You're creating friction with your customer that's gone to your website. They're getting irritated that you're not giving a price. So then they bounce and they go somewhere else. And they go shopping again until somebody respectfully answers their question about price. We saw recently in a study that this was the biggest objection that website visitors were saying. And as a result, we're in the process right now of creating a pricing page. We're probably in the sixth version of the scripting for that page. It's got to be just right, right? It's a difficult topic. Almost every question in my industry, maybe like yours, when pricing comes up, in my head, ends with, well, it depends, right? How much does a video cost, Todd? And in my head, it's like, how much does a wedding cost or a house or a diamond ring, right? It depends. But the quicker you address the pricing question candidly, honestly, the quicker people lose, the friction is decreased. And the quicker they start finding value and want to talk with your team about making a purchase. By the way, all of these are non-perishable videos. They're going to be around for a long time. They live on your highest trafficked page, pages on your website. And for those of you, my friends, that are watching this on Facebook Live right now, feel free if you want to submit in a question. It's going to be fielded over to me. And if it fits within the flow of the conversation, I'll answer it. All right? Just that easy. All right, so you need professional videos because people are going to judge you. We are in an era of vetting. You do it. I do it. We all judge. And when we go to a website, what we're doing is we're saying to ourselves, are they ready for prime time? What do they mean by prime time, right? Who is prime time? We're prime time. I'm prime time as a customer. You're prime time as a customer. You're looking for quality, right? You're looking for value and authenticity. So you always have to make sure that when people are on those most visited pages that you know they're going to vet you and you prepare by showing quality. But you can also get away and cut some corners. I want to spend a few moments with you on that. You can be using low quality videos or lower quality videos on your perishable pages on your website, pages that aren't visited often. Some of those pages are like maybe an event you have coming up, right? We'll talk about that also in a moment. Do-it-yourself videos are what I call lower quality videos, right? It helps you save some of your budget. It could be a live stream like we're doing right now. It could be quick interviews. A quick interview could be you having a conversation with maybe a rock star in your industry or the creator of a product that you resell, right? Those can be lower quality. You can get away with it because you're really having a conversation and people already have the expectation that an interview is going to be a little bit lower quality. If you're going to use video for one-time use or two-time use on social media, you can get away with lower quality. Promoting a coming event. I'm going to show you some samples in just a moment of that I filmed with my iPhone, or one-on-one engagement. I'm going to show you a sample of that because I highly recommend each and every person watching uses video in one-on-one engagement. It's free. We're going to show you some samples about how I use it here and how I recommend other people do it. So perishable videos are low quality. An example I'm going to show you is live stream. And if you've been following me for a while, you would know that I live stream all the time. So whenever I go to a cancer conference, because I'm a cancer advocate and a lot of our clients are in the cancer space, I make sure that I grab a moment like I did here with Dr. Beth Dupree in Amsterdam in late January, and I do live streams. And inside of my bag, when I'm traveling, I have a kit. Oh, it's off camera. And I have a kit that I travel with, and it allows me to pull out my tools and do a really smart, lower quality, but high representation and send it to people around the world. You can see that this video has gotten a ton of shares, a ton of reach, and a bunch of views. I mean, really impressive. And I do them all the time whenever I'm traveling. And I've got another one coming up in Las Vegas in just 2 weeks. Super excited about that. Christo, did you say we had a question that came in?
Yes, we have a question from Andy Boyer. What's the budget range I should be suggesting to clients in order for them to have a successful video strategy?
Hey Boyer, how are you, man? I think this question's really about the video strategy, right? And I think I should answer it both ways. In most cases, we don't charge for video strategy. In most cases, because we deal with client videos all day long, laying out the strategy is our blueprint so we know how to hit that bullseye for a client. But strategies can be somewhere around $2,500 to the one we did for a major international hospital, which cost $25,000, okay? It all depends. Then I think maybe the next question is, what should you budget for video? And again, sorry, Boyer, it depends. We don't really know until we start to dig in on what that roadmap looks like. But I think it's easy to say for high quality videos, you should be looking at on the low end. And these are like testimonials or maybe an explainer video or a case study video. Or product demo, you should probably be looking around $10,000 on the low end for a high production value video. Seem fair? All right. That's me just trying to lay the cards out. I hope that makes it easy for you. And I want to show you about one-on-one engagement. Now, before I get into that, here's an example of how I use low quality video in a B2B setting where I grab my phone and like taking a selfie, I'm filming myself talking to a client and giving them an update. Each and every one of you should be doing this. Our clients love it. We do it whenever possible because we're doing, like you remember from the very beginning, human-to-human engagement. And it works very well because people are doing business with relationships. So here's how I use personalized video in a B2B setting to update clients.
Hey, Team Nectar, I wanted to give you an update. We're working on your videos right now. They're just about being finished on the render right here. Dale is cranking away. They should be uploaded to you soon. Thank you so much. This has been a very fun project for us to work on.
each and every time that I do that or somebody on my team does it, the client replies back in text, hey, this is awesome. Thanks for the update. People just want to be informed. In fact, most of the stress that we would see would be from people feeling like they weren't informed. So if you stay proactive and you start educating people, people love you and they give you significantly more slack. Now, here's how a business can use in B2C, think of the jewelry store example. Here's how people can use a selfie camera, right? Their cell phone, do a selfie video and update a client. Now, think about this. If you've got a client that you are, that you know has a special event coming up, like at a jewelry store, maybe the anniversary, here's how a salesperson can use a selfie video to help drive sales and better cater to customers.
Hey, John, guess what? It's Todd, and your wife just came in and looked at this beautiful Michael Boileau necklace. Hey, I know your anniversary's coming up next week. If I can be of help, let me know, all right? Talk to you soon.
That dude's closing deals, right? Because he's providing a service, and he's making sure that that customer has their, proactively has their bases covered. And so let me also show you about how you engage. I engage my clients using digital or using my phone. And if I can get to the phone relationship, if we're texting each other, I'm at a different stage in that relationship. I'm in their inner circle or I'm their friend. But with each and every one of my clients and each people I interact with, I look for things like topics of special interest. I look for what's their sports team that makes them tick. Like Andy Boyer, who asked a question a moment ago. Andy Boyer is a hardcore Seattle sports fan, right? And if I see, and Boyer knows this because I've done this to him, if I'm going through the channels and I drop in on ESPN2 and I see the soccer team, the Seattle Sounders, and Andy Boyer has season tickets and has since they got there, I will drop Boyer a little note saying, go Sounders, right? And so I want to make sure that I'm part of their life, that I'm top of mind, and that I'm cheering for teams or bands or groups that they're interested in. So let me show you an example of this. And to increase the degree of difficulty, to show you how authentic this works, I reached out to a client of mine and got a direct quote on this topic. Did this work for you? And to make it more difficult, I reached out to a female sports fan who's a chief marketing officer for a hospital, and she is a Steelers fan. And I basically said, hey, did this work for you when I reach out and text you during Steeler games? Has this tactic helped us develop a deeper relationship between the two of us? And she said, yes, that tactic engaged me because it was based on something personal to me. And it also allowed you to connect with me on a nearly weekly basis, this giving me the impression and reinforcing that I was important enough and close enough to you that you would see something related to the Steelers and text me. Don't be shy to develop relationships. As soon as you do human-to-human relationships and you start tracking who your clients and friends are cheering for, you'll stay top of mind. And the next time they think of somebody that provides your service, they will naturally think of you. So here's how you cater to a customer's specific interest. This example is B2C that I'm going to show you in a jewelry store. And I filmed this with my phone. All of these samples I filmed in 4 minutes in a jewelry store. Okay, I was in and out because I didn't want to disturb their sales process. But I want to show you really how easy it is. If you've got a customer that's a fan of a product or a service, and there's a new version of that product or service out, update them. It's gold. It's absolutely gold that you let them know that you've got their back and you're watching out. So check how I did this here. Catering to a customer's interest. It could be used for B2B or even B2C.
Hi, Jenny. How are you? Look, I know you love Roberto Coin. Brand new Roberto Coin line just arrived here. Lots of beautiful pieces. Come say hi. You've got to see this stuff. It's absolutely amazing.
Doesn't have to be great. This is a perishable video. You're going to use it one time. It's not Todd and his crew rolling out with their expensive camera and lights and microphones. It's a video you're going to send through your phone. One person's going to see it. You can even see, I purposefully am walking like this so you can see my trousers as I go by in the mirror, because I want you to know that when people see that you're doing it with your phone and it's one-to-one interaction, they don't care about the quality, but they will if it's on the most trafficked page on your site. All right, so special events. If your business has a special event, let's say you're having a seminar, right? And you want to educate people. Always think about being helpful. If you're 98% helpful information, like I'm giving you here, and 2% marketing, that's the right recipe. If you do more than 2% marketing, people are going to be irritated and annoyed. So just provide great value and helpful, just to center yourself on the concept. Helpful is the new viral. If I can help you be more profitable, convince and convert at faster rates, you're going to make sure that you share my information with your friends and it's going to go viral and I'm not even going to feel like I'm marketing, right? Or I'm not even going to feel like I'm selling. I'm just being Todd, being helpful. So if you've got an event coming up and you're going to put an email out or you're going to put it on social media and let everybody in your database or your followers know about that event, just grab your phone and create a selfie video like I did right here.
Hey, it's Todd from Michaels, and guess what? On Tuesday at 4 o'clock, we've got Jean-Claude coming from the Rolex Museum. We're going to open up some fabulous Schramsberg, and it's going to happen right here, Tuesday, 4 o'clock. Look forward to seeing you.
And we're on the west side of the building in Arizona, and at this time of the day, it gets quite toasty. Thank you, Christo. All right, so I'm going to do a live demo. When I did this in front of the audience in Hollywood last week, I definitely did a live demo in front of all of them about how to use Facebook Live in real time, how to use Twitter Live, how to use Instagram Live, and all those platforms are really valuable tools for you to get your word out. But because we're actually doing a Facebook Live, instead I'm going to give you a URL to visit in a moment where you can watch videos, short condensed videos of me pushing the buttons and showing you all the tools that we use to go live on Facebook and to do it with very high quality. And then once you see those tools and you see those tactics, just transfer them over to Twitter or Instagram. All right? Good. I've really had a lot of fun doing live stream. Google asked me to host their live stream from the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination in Daly Plaza in 2013. That was a big honor in my life. And we've also hosted World Cancer Day, where we had experts on every continent around the world, except the icy one on the bottom, and involved all of the biggest thought leaders, decision makers, organizations around the world, the World Cancer Society, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the World Health Organization, Stand Up to Cancer, Komen, all of them were guests on our show. And the reason is, if you're trying to gain credibility, if you're trying to be a thought leader, then be inclusive, not exclusive. Think of it as like a Ferris wheel. You want to be the center spoke, and you want to invite the American Cancer Society, the CDC, the World Health Organization, if you're doing a conversation about cancer. And the reason you want them to be on that platform and be a carriage in your Ferris wheel is because they are going to open up their Rolodex. They're going to introduce their followers. They have something you don't have. They have credibility and audience, and they're going to share their credibility and their audience and pump them into your live event. I do it all the time. It's a great trick. Please use it to your advantage. And I really enjoy live streaming around the world. Look, there are 9 killer ways to use Facebook Live, Twitter Live, Instagram Live, and you can get access to them and also the videos that I shared, wirebuzz.com/73. I'm going to give you a quick list. I'm going to give you 7 of the 9. These are how you can use a live event. You can do questions and answers, an event just around questions and answers, and answer your audience questions when they come in. You can do training or how-tos. If you have a sales team that's siloed all over the world, like many of our clients, you can create a private Facebook group just for that sales team. Invite them into the group. And then every month, do a training for them. So don't fly them in. Allow Zuckerberg to pay for that training, right? And have them watch on Facebook in this private group that only invited people can get access to the training that your company's providing. Or breaking news. We do it all the time. When the when there's new news and our information, we want to be the thought leaders. And so what we'll do is we will do a Facebook Live event and we'll explain to our followers what that news really means. In fact, after this live event, we're going to record the podcast of the latest news in video marketing and what your business takeaway is. How do you use this news as a business person or a marketer to amplify results? That'll come up in just a moment. We do it every week, but we won't do that as a Facebook Live event, but you will hear it in the podcast. You could do event coverage, let's say from a cause, or if you're catering to an industry, from that industry's conference, right? If it's a society, then and you're a thought leader in there, I see people do this all the time. When I go to a digital marketing conference, because I'm well-versed in search and social and email and traffic and e-commerce and conversion, I will do a wrap-up on the biggest news and takeaways of the day, which puts me in the center of that Ferris wheel, right? And I start providing really helpful information and people share it. Think about how you can use that live event or a cause event for event coverage to get the word out about your expertise. I do expert interviews, like you saw when I'm at a different medical conference. If there is a rock star cancer doctor that walks through that room, these are generally people that most patients around the world will not be allowed or not have access to see because of time or costs. I will get them on camera. I have two microphones that plug in, put them on your jacket. You'll see on wirebuzz.com/73 all of the gear, including that microphone. And I make it available so patients can ask that rock star doctor a question. It's one of my ways to give back to the world for helping me with women like my stepmom and also my wife. So use expert interviews. Also, you can go behind the scenes. If you're a jewelry store, take people behind the scenes as a custom piece of jewelry is being made. Or let's say you're a car repair facility, right? Take people behind so they can see what your shop is. We are all nerds for these behind the scenes. They're super valuable. Use them to your advantage. And the seventh item, and there are nine of them, but in for brevity, regularly scheduled programs. I love regularly scheduled programs. Appointment viewing is super valuable. Your audience will start to rely on it. Use it to your advantage. For more information on Facebook Live and for videos, wirebuzz.com/73. You'll also notice that Facebook Live is going to be rolling out a split screen. My friend Jeff Seath. Jeff has demoed the Facebook Live split screen where two dudes with beards did an interview to show that it really works. Neither of these guys, don't let the beards confuse you. Neither of these dudes have their own show on the Discovery Channel, though with the beards, they are qualified. If you want to know how to use Facebook Live for the best tools, I've created this video here, and also how to go inside of your device and go live, wirebuzz.com/73. And, oh, this is good. I have a teleprompter in my phone that I think each and every one of you should have access to. Now that I'm not demoing with my phone because we're recording live, I can't demo this. But when you see me do these videos, I've got a sample I'm going to show you, but you won't see the teleprompter. When you see me do these videos, I'm looking at the camera, but right next to the camera is my script, and I can adjust the speed and the text size. And everybody thinks while I'm doing it that I'm talking off the top of my head, but the reality is I'm not smart enough to hold all those details, so I use a teleprompter. It's $14.99. It downloads right into my phone. I think it's only for iOS devices, but it's called a video teleprompter by Joe Allen Pro. And one pro tip here is I love doing business with people that are approachable, that are available. And I've had a couple of times where I've reached out to Joe and I've been like, dude, I'm not liking this part of your app. And Joe, within minutes, replied back and said, hey, sit tight, Todd. Tomorrow I've got an update solving that problem. Always do business with people that you can get a hold of, that are approachable, that want to perfect and polish. And you'll find that with this app. It's very, very good. And here is a sample that I've put out in the past. I'm only going to show you a few moments of it. But I've used my teleprompter app to create the portion where I'm talking. I filmed this in Florida. Here's a little sample. And I didn't do the editing on it just the filming. Here you go.
What is up? I'm in Florida and I've got a really important business tip for...
You get the idea. The whole script rolling up on the screen at Todd speed. You customize it for how you want. Quickly to recap before we move on. Traditional advertising options really aren't working like they used to because people just have fundamentally changed the way they purchase things. We also discussed the role of video in a new age of technology and why it's important to share information with your target customers in the format that they prefer most to engage with. And it's video. Reading, it feels like work. Don't make people work too hard to learn about your product. The harder you make them work, the less likely they are to buy. And we also learned that, you know, I shared some of my approaches on creating your own videos using live or handheld or even perishable or non-perishable. But most importantly, you learned today that video gets the best results. But with great powers comes great responsibility. You know that. And in order to harness that, you have to be aware that sometimes with video, just like with anything else, it's not if you build it, they will come. Instead, you should be looking at video as build it and promote it where they are. I want to talk about this for a moment. If you're going to create a video and your website doesn't have a lot of traffic, think about creating that video for the place that does have traffic, like Facebook, for example, if you're trying to get customers off of there. And I want to talk to you about video as remarketing. Let's say your store or your business runs a video ad on Facebook. I want you to create one longer video, right? Roughly about 5 minutes long. And I want it to be a helpful video designed to get attention from your target customer, but I want it to exclude people that aren't buyers. This is where your strategy comes in, okay? This is when we're creating strategies for clients. We're creating concepts like this that allow them to use a tool like video, targeting on Facebook to reach out a very specific target customer, and then use the length of the video to eliminate people that aren't interested. Because with video, unlike with any other type of content like text or images, you can't gauge on text or images attention span. Attention span's your friend, but with video, you can. So I'm going to show you how you use that. And while they're watching, it's easy to segment your audience automatically. Let's say somebody watches 95%. You can automatically segment and target the most interested group. We're going to call them your 95 percenters. And you're going to follow up with ads on Facebook to just your most valuable segment. Somebody gives you 95% attention span all the way through that 5 minute video, that dude's a buyer. And instead of carpet bombing everybody with your ad spend, spend the vast majority of your ad spend just to engage that 95 percenter with follow-up and get them to come back to your site. We call this panning for gold. And I'm going to show you visually how it looks, all right? By segmenting off your most interested viewers, you most efficiently leverage your marketing resources direct to people who are the most interested by attention span in your product or service. What I would say is, first, you target the 95 percenters off this 5 minute long video. And then with retargeting, you retarget back to those 95 percenters and get them to come back to your website. They're the most interested. They deserve the highest remarketing dollar spend. And then once you've successfully converted those people, which is like creaming off the top, right? Then you go into your 75 percenters. They're very valuable, but not as valuable as the people that are demonstrating a higher level of interest. Make sense? All right, it's a big topic, but it's where the industry's headed. And then I also want to show you a case study from inside Wirebuzz. Now, this case study goes back to 2015, the first time we drank our own Kool-Aid, and we're adding video into our own campaigns. I love it. It plays out the same every single week here. And so I want to show you how this works. It's important for you to know that we had an 8-week sales cycle. This is before we started adding video into our emails. We had an 8-week sales cycle from when we first met people to when we converted them into a customer. And here's how easy it is to add a video into email. I'm going to show you this before I show you the campaign results. You can see that this person can go right in, grab a template, grab a video sample, insert it into email, and 7 seconds later, your video is there. So if you're a salesperson and you're doing one-on-one engagement, following up after a meeting, or setting the stage before you arrive and sending them a video, or let's say you have a booth at a conference and 600 people came to your booth. You can use the same tactic for following up with everybody or one-on-one engagement. And you send off an email with a video in it. And the reason you want to do that is I'm going to show you how it optimizes your video's results. But more importantly, I'm going to show you how we use it internally behind the scenes to know who's ready to buy, okay? This is where the rubber meets the road. So let's get down to it. And you can see here that every day at 5 a.m., when I wake up, I look at this. This is the first thing I look at when I'm in bed. And this might be too much information for you that I actually look at this, but I'm a nerd for this stuff, and you should be too for your business. So you can see here that on the top, Facebook had 8 employees. They looked at 8 videos. University of Michigan on this day had 3 employees. They looked at 1 video. And all the way down, and you hit that blue button, and 21 more companies are, you can drill down into that. So you could see here that if I wanted to drill down into one of those companies, I can see exactly of all the people from that company, quién es más macho, right? Of all of them, who's the most interested in our product, our service, our thought leadership? Because those are the ones that are the hottest leads. And if you go down into your CRM, all of this information can be backed up seamlessly without anybody on your team being involved in it. And so this information gets added into the CRM. This is a screenshot from Salesforce. And you can see that one individual, this one guy, we're going to call him John, he watched one video off of our website on May 22nd at 12:48, and he watched 98% of that video. At the 80% mark, where the red box starts, shortly after the 2-minute mark of the video, we created a tripwire inside of the video player and the CRM for them to communicate. That tripwire sent off an email to our sales rep that said, John from this client or this prospect's office just watched 98% of a video. Give him a call. Here's his phone number. All right? That's how we've set it up. But you can see that before our salesperson made a phone call, this prospect, John, came in and watched a second video. He watched 100% of a second video, and at the 80% mark, it sent off another tripwire email to our sales rep, who then picked up the phone, had a conversation with John, and they then 3 weeks went by. We didn't hear from John. So then we noticed out of the blue, John tripped off another tripwire. He watched 83% of a video. It sent off another email alert to the sales rep, who picked up the phone, called his old friend John. They talked for a while, and then 3 days later, John became a customer. We would never have known that John was interested in us, that he could potentially be a customer, if we weren't tracking on the back end covertly what John's level of interest was. So I want to take it down to the brass tacks. What were the results that we got from this case study? Well, the first thing we noticed is by adding the word video to the subject of the email, we doubled our open rate. Why? Well, you already know. People prefer to watch video. They're lazy. And if you send them an email in the middle of their day that says video, they're like, it's a Snickers bar break in the middle of the day, and they're going to stop and look at the video. And you also know that we discovered that when you add thumbnail images of videos that are actually linked to a landing page where that video lives, then we tripled the click-through rate. But how did this affect revenue, right? That's what this is all about. Well, we generated $350,000 of new revenue off of this campaign to 48 cold prospects who knew nothing about us. And the part that I like best, by the way, this number is closer to $550,000 now because it generated retainer-based clients, right? That's the gift that keeps on giving. But what I like about this as a business person is how this changed our sales cycle and made our team more efficient, because now we had covert tools telling us who was interested. And what we discovered is we decreased our sales cycle from 8 weeks down to 3 weeks. And if you remember from my open, I told you that in 2016, we had 33% less salespeople, but generated 60% revenue, more revenue. And the reason we did that is because of this tactic. And now we're closing three deals in the same amount of time that it used to take to close one. So what I'm trying to do always is figure out, how do I use digital tools? How do I use the most powerful tool, which is video? How do I automate, and how do I tip off salespeople when somebody's ready to buy, right? So here's some important takeaways for you. These are action items. Do two personalized videos, handheld. Film it with your kid, send it to a family member, somebody who isn't going to judge you while you're still in the practice stages, right? Get comfortable doing personalized video, two of them this week. Feel free to send one to me, okay? I am down. If you want to hit me up on Facebook, you want to send it to my phone or to my email, do it. I will look at it and give you feedback. The next thing I want you to do is create a list of the most profitable topics for your business. You can get access to that worksheet at wirebuzz.com/ROI. That's a free downloadable worksheet. It'll help you walk through and select the most profitable topics for your business. I want you to do a Facebook Live test run. Like I'm doing, you don't even have to put a jacket on, right? Do it with a family member, maybe your kid. Talk about something that your kid loves. Maybe your whole Facebook Live event is all about an unboxing video about Legos. Incidentally, my nephew asked me, if, because he knows I'm the video guy, if I could film him doing some toy unboxing videos, which I thought was adorable, until I realized he was trying to get me to buy him toys, right? You might cost you toys if you do that one with your kid. And then I want you to discuss panning for gold with a colleague, right? How do you use retargeting on a platform like Facebook to just re-engage the people that are demonstrating the highest level of interest to convert them at faster rates? And that's pretty much the big picture, except always be centering yourself on human to human relationships. Think H to H, and your marketing will be in the right direction. Again, if you want to get access to the video tools on Facebook Live, you can just go to wirebuzz.com/73. That's where we have them. And here are the tools that are available at wirebuzz.com/ROI. A 5-day mini course featuring yours truly on video, super easy, where each day I teach you how to use the tools to make sure that you're guaranteeing video marketing ROI. Also, the free worksheet I mentioned, how to choose profitable video topics for your specific business, and then a free pre-production checklist, how to get your videos done right the first time. If you want more about how to use video marketing, the most powerful tool in business today, if you want more information, well, you can always get access to my podcast. iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play is where it lives. And you may be asking, why do you have a podcast? Why does the video guy have a podcast? Well, quite simply, your goals will always dictate what your strategy is and also dictate what content and delivery is. My goal is to be really helpful. And so I recognize that there's a 40-minute commute that each and every one of us around this country have. And while we're in our car, and I can't engage you with video there, right? But if you're interested in learning and you want to know how to increase revenue, well, in your car or in your commute or when you get on an airplane, download our podcast. We're already at like a master's level program. You're going to want to start at the beginning at episode one, and you can get it off of iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, Video Marketing Mastery. Well, that's the big picture. If you want to get a hold of me, there's my email address. I also have our phone number. This has been a lot of fun. A special thank you to those of you that submitted questions in live. And I look forward to talking with any of you that has any additional questions. All right? All right. So that was my presentation. I watered it down from being just about jewelries and kind of diversified it across industry. But really, that's what I gave at the American Gem Society Conclave in Hollywood. And it's just really valuable for any of you listeners to help you accelerate your revenue. If this podcast episode is valuable to you, please make sure that you share it with people that you root for. I love giving advice. I love being of help. And if this is your first time, make sure you subscribe. Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play would be a great place to go and subscribe. And then always leave a rating and review. It is my oxygen. It really helps me. I want to be a better podcaster, a better marketer, and I'd love to get feedback from you on what you like and what you don't so I can modify, perfect, and polish. All right, this is the episode for, if you want to get access to the show notes for this episode, wirebuzz.com/77. All right, if you want an easy way to remember 77, this episode, then all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/77, think the year that Kanye West and Tom Brady were both born, plus 77 is the boiling point of nitrogen. Is that right? Did I see that? The boiling point of nitrogen. How could you forget that? wirebuzz.com/77. All right, this is the latest information. You know, it didn't feel right for me to give that speech in front of the audience. I mean, sure, they paid me and that's great. But it didn't feel right for me to not bring it home back to the podcast where our most loyal listeners can learn from it. I hope this information can help you move the needle. And then we've got coming up in the next episode, episode 78, the latest video marketing news and how you can use that in your business to be a video marketing master.